This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 16th, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda is Draft Advisory Opinion 2010-29, the Working Families Party of Oregon. We have a presentation from Jessica Selkoff from the Office of General Counsel. Good morning, and when you're ready, please begin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we do have a late submitted document on this advisory opinion.
Vice Chair.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we suspend the rules on the timely submission documents so the Commission may consider agenda documents 10-77, 10-78, 10-78A, and 10-81.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Thank you.
The Working Family Party of Oregon requested the advisory opinion before you in agenda document number 10-77. The request seeks recognition of the party as a state committee of a political party under the Act and Commission regulations. The draft concludes that the party qualifies as a state committee of a political party. First, the party qualifies as a political party because it placed individuals qualifying as candidates of the party on the 2010 Oregon general election ballot. Second, the party possesses an official party structure because its bylaws establish an official party structure and it is qualified as a minor political party under Oregon state law. Finally, under the bylaws, the party is responsible for the day-to-day functions and operations of a political party at the state level. We received no comments on the request or the draft. OGC requests authority to make technical and conforming changes to the draft. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you for that presentation. Any questions of council or any discussion amongst the commission? If none, do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve agenda document 10-77. The draft advisory opinion 2010-29 and authorize the council's office to make technical and conforming changes.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes by a vote of 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Selenkoff.